You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed boosters for eligible people who received initial doses of the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines, which means that tens of millions more Americans can get an additional shot. The agency's approval followed similar authorization from the FDA. The FDA and later the CDC also said that people who are eligible for boosters can get them from a different drug maker than their first shots. There's some evidence to show that any extra dose increases immunity, and in particular that people who got the first shot of Johnson & Johnson had a much better immune response if they got a second dose of an mRNA vaccine. The FDA said anyone who got a Johnson & Johnson shot is eligible for a booster 2 months after their initial vaccination. In other news, Pfizer and BioNTech submitted data to the FDA today showing that their COVID-19 vaccine proved 90.7% effective at preventing symptomatic disease in children ages 5 to 11 during clinical trials. Participants received one-third of the adult dosage and saw only mild side effects. There were no cases of severe illness or myocarditis or pericarditis, heart conditions that have been seen in some other age groups of vaccine recipients, notably young men. Earlier this week, the White House outlined its plan for distributing shots to kids once they're approved, which could happen within weeks. The administration will partner with pediatricians' offices and community clinics, among other healthcare providers, and will focus on educating parents about the shots. And Melbourne, Australia's second-largest city, reopened last Friday after being locked down for 262 days, the longest cumulative lockdown for any city in the world during the pandemic. It follows in the footsteps of Sydney, where restrictions began easing 2 weeks ago. Starting next month, fully vaccinated international travelers will no longer need to quarantine when entering the two cities. In neighboring New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that the country's lockdown will end when 90% of eligible residents are vaccinated. So far, 86% of the population has received at least one dose. Kuwait also announced it will lift restrictions for people who've been vaccinated, and Thailand has said it will open up to visitors who've received their shots. In the UK, meanwhile, medical experts are ringing alarm bells about recent increases in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from COVID-19. The British Medical Association criticized the government's relaxed approach to pandemic restrictions earlier this week, especially as winter approaches and the country monitors a new mutation of the Delta variant.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.